A while back, a dear friend of mine stopped responding to my text. After not getting responses many times, I wrote to ask what was happening in his life that made texting not possible. He wrote back that he was overwhelmed and continued not to respond. I tried to get him by phone to see if he were okay. I even texted to ask if he were angry and replied no, and that he would call, but he did not. This continued for 2 or 3 months. My old tendency would have been to feel indignant and insulted by his silence, and to spend time in my mind lashing out and complaining. I would have felt powerless, that I no longer had any say in the nature of this friendship. But what I've learned from the Gotasi teachings is to recognize the complaining and lashing out as ways I've learned to respond to what I perceive as insults, in this case, an insult to our friendship. I would have filtered this situation as his holding me unworthy of his communication. We have been taught to listen to the lies that the mask make up about other people's intentions and behaviors, to jump into the middle of the lies and live them, spin around in them, and to energetically send the script of the lies to the other person, putting words into their mouths that would play out the lies. What I know now from the Gotasi teachings is that power is choosing where we place our attention, and that I did have power in this situation. I always have the power to choose how I relate to someone, no matter what their choices are. I decided I would continue to send brief text once a week to maintain contact, and that I would not request a response in the content. I also decided that once a week I would spend a few minutes to send him gifts of unconditional love. There are so many sources of unconditional love, and the aliveness of the plants, trees, and animals are certainly one of these sources. So I'd send him energetically the joy of my being fed by this beauty. These were gifts, so he was free to do whatever he wanted with them, consciously or not. Ignore them altogether, push them away, or perhaps his subconscious was nurtured by them. I was choosing how to be in this friendship. That was powerful. There were brief periods of time here and there during the silences where the old belief structures would come to the surface, but I used that time to practice turning my attention to my song and noticing how much I loved that, over and over again reminding myself of the lies and choosing my song. The difference in these two choices is immense. My song is easeful and safe and full of aliveness. My masks are angry, diminished, and wanting to punish. Because of what I've gained from the Gotasi teachings, I have made a commitment to live my life from my song, my totality, my truth. Song is full of clarity, peace, and possibilities, and it lets me perceive things accurately. When he was finally in touch, I was connected to the depth of our friendship, and we had a wonderful conversation, and there was a valuing of our friendship. At some point, he decided to talk to me about this challenge in his life, and I was even able to help him find a bigger perspective. Such a different outcome from my being prepared in my mind to spend our next conversation criticizing his behavior. I wouldn't give anything for the knowing of my song and the skills of unconditional love that I've learned. After I shared with Kate the story I just shared with you, she said, "So this is what the ocean is like." And I said, "Yes, Kate, my story and yours, these are examples of what the ocean is like standing with your feet at the shore of the ocean. So much more is there." I look forward to helping you find your way home to your ocean.